With having new roles, the heroes set out to accomplish what Catalina has asked of them. Cormac has lured the orphans in with promises of food to be his spy network. Let's see how the others approach the challenges that they have been given.
So last time we left off, you guys had been given new roles, which two of you have explored by starting up a spy network as Cormac, or Nostroi beginning to start a circus, and fantastically healing the carpenter, whose name is Hugo. I don't think that ever came up, but I found a name for him, so I want that to be on record. His name's Hugo. He's from Castile. He now has only one finger missing instead of three. He's very happy. So, Lena, what does your job look like? How are you doing?
Yeah, so I think right now we don't have a lot of people to spare to do like a guard duty type of thing. So I think most of her duties right now are the handful of people that they do have and the Duke's Rebellion. There's a little bit of training whenever they can do that. To make sure everybody is up to some kind of fighting speed. She's also having the few people that she have, she's setting up like patrols to go around the city, and she's working with Magnus to set up the guards at the two entrances to the tunnels that she gave the Explorers Guild. Making sure that they know what's going on, and so it's not suspicious to the people who are, to the gravediggers that are still assuming they're gravediggers. So yeah, it's just kind of a lot of logistics right now until we have more people.
Makes sense. I think you also have to deal with a big prank scheme that's going on. Since you live underground, there's a lot of like burrowing animals and stuff, so there's a lot of slugs around, and people will drop slugs on each other and call it getting slugged.
Gross.
Don't slug me, you.
I'm not living underground. I'm still in.
You just wanted to make an Outlaws reference, didn't you?
I did. I thought, well, because I thought of my thought process was, Lane is not doing HR. Oh, she has to do PowerPoints. And who else does a PowerPoint? Is Sully, so you've been slugged.
Oh.
That's how that like joke came about.
Yeah.
As Cody says, no regrets. Also, seeing both Cody and Mandy give me the most repulsed look I've ever seen.
Well, why would you say the most repulsive thing ever?
I didn't say I love you.
That's the most repulsive thing.
All right. Sigrathur.
Yes.
You are in charge of external affairs. What are you doing?
Okay. So I think the first thing she'd want to do is, we had that tenuous truce with the werewolves. I think she's going to go try to convince them to start fighting the siege.
All right. Are you going alone, or are you taking someone with you?
Who wants to go with me? Cormac into everybody's thing.
I nominate Lena along, because she has not talked as much.
Sure. Lena can go.
And, you know, Cormac's talked too much, and Nostroi would die in.
Well, how else are people supposed to have heard of him?
Gotta go everywhere with everyone. Introduce myself.
Just get business cards, Cormac. It will save a lot of time.
Invent the printing press so that I can have business cards.
The printing press exists.
I guess it's a newfangled thing, but yeah.
Not really. It's 200 years old.
Anyway, I will go with Sigrathur.
Hold up. I got it. When was the printing press made?
It was like 1500s, and this is probably 1700s. Yeah, so it's been around. It's been around.
Newfangled. You want else is newfangled by Caitlin?
No, Stroy thinks it's newfangled.
Caitlin's sitting here like, we're going to go on that newfangled thing. An airplane after we take our automobile there.
What that mean? That doesn't even exist yet in this time. I don't understand.
I was saying Caitlin.
No,
not.
being facetious.
Obtuse.
Anyways, doesn't matter. Moving on.
All right. So you guys, with now access to the Gravedigger tunnels, you don't have to make deals with anyone, and are easily able to leave the city. You follow the path through the forest. You're easily able to find the Hadendios again, and you see Fang and Jonathan.
Oh, hey guys, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you guys?
Well, we're doing pretty well, you know. Fang's just chatty Cathy over here, if you know what I mean. Just like won't stop. Fang just like raises an eyebrow and then continues to not speak.
Remind me, what was the name of the werewolf's leader?
Thrasher.
Thrasher. So we have a proposition for Thrasher. We were hoping to meet with him if he has some time.
I mean, if you want, like, it's your funeral, you know, he said he's going to kill you, but, you know, that's on you.
I mean, he can try.
Alrighty, I mean, you know, I'm pulling for you, sort of. Like, I mean, Thrasher is, like, the leader of the club, if you know what I mean. Like, I kind of have to cheer for him, like, I'm legally obligated to do that. But if I wasn't, you know, I'd be, you know, I'd place a bet on you, you know.
I appreciate the vote of confidence.
So you once again go through this with the large rock spires coming out of the ground.
The real question, though, does he lick the rock? Does Sigurdr lick the rocks this time around, now that she knows which ones are good?
I'd say she'd pass.
So there's a lot, the multicolored rock spires going up as you guys walk through. And as you guys cross, well, Lena, this, you did not notice anything as you crossed the barrier of this area. But Sigurdr, you do kind of notice that, like, slight magical connection that you have with your runes, because it's not in the same way that Cormac or Nostra have magic. Yours is more external to you, but you still have that thread of magic that you can feel snipped off and dampened in a way that is unusual. So you go and you find Thrasher in the area you found him before. There are tents and canopies you go through. Other werewolves are milling around, and you see Thrasher sitting there on a throne. I thought I said I was going to kill you if you ever showed your face here again.
Yes, you did. I do recall that. But I have a proposition for you.
Tell you what, I'll listen to it if you can land a hit on me.
Okay, if that's what you want, I'm always willing to fight.
Alrighty, make me a... So you guys square up in this arena, but there's not a lot of circumstance to it. You guys just get started right away. As he comes at you, what are you doing?
I guess this is something I probably should ask before. Are all my wounds and stuff healed?
Yeah, it's been a few weeks.
Okay.
So you are back to full. Everyone has been healed completely from last arc.
So I would say that Sigurdr is not pulling punches. I say punches, but she's definitely using a weapon. But she's not trying to kill him, but she's not like,
okay.
She's not taking it easy on him because she knows this is probably going to be difficult.
All right. Make me a roll with how you're attacking.
Oh my gosh. I mean, brawn and weaponry seems appropriate. And that means since this is the first weaponry, I'm rolling 10 dice.
Jeez.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Just a bit.
And since also, has anyone else gotten a skill to rank 4 yet?
I don't think so.
Nope.
So once you get a skill to rank 4, now you can get sets of 15 that mean 2 raises. Lots of dice. Okay. That is 7 raises.
What?
You just become Thrasher. You punch Thrasher out of existence and you split off and become
Cody,
you and Thrasher.
You're not talking into your mic.
Oh, shoot. You're right. I'm not. I'm sorry. That's okay, that bit can be cut out.
No, that's the linchpin of my entire story, is that bit.
The bit where Vinny punches so good he becomes another character.
So Thrasher comes up all burly and does a quick leap forward, and Sigurdr's just like... Sigurdr's had a rough couple of weeks, you know, being in the cultist Falche, and she's just done. So you unsheathe your axe and just, like, with the back of it, like, as he jumps, just, like, crack him right in the middle of the skull as he drops.
I am listening for your proposal.
It would have looked better if you did it with a sword.
Way to suggest murder.
You can hit with a flat-out sword.
I mean, I prefer the axe. It's something that is more... Anyway, this is not important. So... As you know, the city is under siege and food is rather scarce right now, and we're trying to fix that. One thing I think would really help is if we could get rid of the siege to the south. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree. let's just go with that. Like, we can work with you.
So what I'm proposing is we marshal some forces to strike at the siege and try to deal with it once and for all. Once the siege is done, then we will be able to get food into the city much easier and the people will stop starving. And look at it this way. If word gets out that the werewolves helped save the city, maybe werewolves won't be looked at so badly. I mean, I think you guys are a decent bunch.
He gives you, like, an appraising look, like, really? But he's not... You just really walloped him, like, when he thought he had this in the bag. So he's not, like... He's not really going to sit there and be like, no, you're wrong. We're terrible people. That seems agreeable. We will... Is there anything specifically you're looking for us to do other than to just harry them and make their lives a little bit more difficult?
Is there anything more specific? I don't know battle tactics.
I didn't know if there's a goal, like you want them away from this gate, or if you're trying to take out a certain person, or just general disarray is fine.
I think we start with making their lives a little bit more miserable, and maybe we can start cutting off like little sections of them at the time. Start reclaiming some of the gates.
Sounds good. We will start working on that and taking care of that for you guys.
But if you do leave anyone alive, make sure that you say the real Catalina sent you.
Is the one on the throne not the real Catalina?
It might seem that way.
You know what? I don't care. I'm living in the wilderness. I'm just gonna go stop the siege. You know, I am so far out of politic range.
All you have to do is yell, like, the real Catalina sent us. That's it.
Oh, no, I'll do that. I just don't care if it is the real Catalina or not. I really don't care who's sending me at a certain point. Scary woman with the axe who just beat me in the head is who sent me, and if she says she's the real Catalina, who am I to argue?
Yes, exactly. Do not argue.
I like the idea that he thinks that Sigurthur is the real Catalina.
That's how I interpreted that sentence, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to dissuade him. If we've got a bunch of different real Catalinas for a minute, let the rumor flow.
So many Catalinas.
You're Catalina. You're Catalina. Everybody's Catalina.
So we have the fake Catalina, or fake Alina, right? And I guess I'm the strong Catalina, so I'm be strong Alina.
You see Jonathan come up behind you and put an arm on either of you. He's like, guys, isn't the real Catalina the friends we made along the way?
No, that is absolutely not what is going on here.
I won't.
Well, I mean, if you guys think about it, you know.
I'd rather not. I've got a lot of other things to think about right now.
Well, if you ever want to talk about it, Lena, I'm here, you know, like, I'm like very soft, pretty cuddly. You know, also good for a good friendly conversation about how, like, real Catalinas are friendship.
Jonathan, maybe we could start by you taking a bath, okay?
I mean, I already bathe once a day, which is a lot in this time period, but, you know, if you think I need to do more, you know?
Do you?
And yet somehow you still smell like a dog.
You've got the wet dog smell, and maybe you're going through, like, I don't know, some, like... changes, so like you really need to take care of that.
I mean, I literally do go through changes pretty regularly because I'm a werewolf, but you know, I get what you're saying. You know,
you've got so many changes. I maybe twice a day would probably be a good thing, just like jump in a lake.
You know, constructive criticism is always welcome. Like, all of my friends here haven't said a thing. Thank you, Lena. This is what true friendship looks like, everybody. No one is paying attention.
I think it's because everyone else just smells like wet dog, too.
No one else is even kind of paying attention, except for Thrasher, who's, like, obligated to still be part of this conversation, and he hates it. Fang was here, did turn around, and walk away. Anyway, thank you, Lena. You are a true friend to werewolves everywhere.
I try. Siggy, can we go?
Yes, I think our mission here is complete.
So as you guys start walking back, hey, Fang, we need to take two baths a day, she says.
I love that they bathe together.
You can imply that. I think it's...
They're very progressive.
Oh, no, wait. Fang has a boyfriend, doesn't he?
He does.
He does.
It's like dude showers, you know?
I don't.
Like gym showers, you know?
Gotcha.
It's not like they're bathing. Like, I mean, like, showers do not exist, so their only way to clean yourself is to bathe.
Yes, I get it. I get it.
It's not like if I took a bath with someone nowadays, you know, that's a little bit weirder, you know? If we all went to the gym and then took a bath. Different connotation to that.
I guess, like, public baths are not uncommon at the moment.
That's, yeah.
They're called pools.
No, I mean, like, anyway, it doesn't matter.
We don't need to go into this more.
This is straying into the pedantic again.
Anyway, check out our Not Safe for Work Wandering Gamers After Dark.
We bathe together.
All like 40 of our viewers frantically searching.
As we're heading back, Sigurd is going to say to Lena, "I'm very glad I brought you along. I would have completely forgotten to mention anything about the fake Catalina. I'm glad I have you to think about these things."
Oh yeah, you know, I think Nosy might be influencing me too much, because that was the first thing I thought is, oh yeah, we kind of need to keep spreading the rumor.
You guys make your way back to town easily enough, and time passes. It has been probably 2 or 3 months now, as you guys get everything set up, doing your jobs, getting your circus running, getting your spy network. Sigurd, you're doing a lot with coordinating with the werewolves to make sure that they are hitting targets you want to be hit and, like, cutting off them in the right way. You know enough of battle tactics to, like, know what supply lines are, like, really important and when to hit them and when it's going to hurt them most. You do some raiding on them, burning down the crops they're trying to burn and that kind of thing. It is midweek, a few months later, when Cormac receives... Your spy network has been set up, so there's different groups of kids basically in all the major areas of the city who kind of report back to you, and you tend to meet them at the circus as a neutral ground that is easily enough to hide in. Orphans, kids being around a circus is not seen as uncommon, especially kids who have nowhere else to go. So you are easily able to sneak in and out of there and not draw attention in the same way that if you had them in, like, any other building would.
Sure.
When you know that the group that's been watching the cultist Falche said they have some information about them that they're willing to or they have some information that they want to share with you. The kids just say they have information they want to share with you. They are the group that is in the cultist Falche's district.
Okay. Hold that thought. I'm going to get someone who I think will be very interested in this information.
I think they have like a message system, so it's more like
okay.
There's a way that they have to drop off messages to let you know that they have information, so you're not constantly having to check back with them.
Okay.
You know, a kid comes in and asks for a very specific pastry.
Okay. I send a message back that to like meet in an hour.
Okay. What they do is they come in and they all have different little like gang names. Like, they're all different, like, little street gangs. And they, like, request a pastry, like, with their symbol on it. And that tells you which one, like, wants to meet.
I like it.
Except there are two factions that both wanted to be named, like, street rats. So they're, like, fighting over who's actually the street rats.
So I go find Sigurthur.
Sigurthur is polishing her weapons in the back.
Oh, the bakery. Okay. Knock, knock.
Oh, hello, Cormac. What can I do for you?
Well, I think it's more what I can do for you. A couple people told me that they have information about the cultist Falche, and I thought you'd like to hear whatever it is.
Oh, for sure. I'd definitely be interested in hearing what your little spies have to... what's a fun term for... I guess I'm going to steal the one from Game of Thrones. Oh, yeah, I can definitely hear what your little birds turned up.
Little rats.
Mm-hmm. What your the rats.
No, we're going to call them spy kids.
Spy kids!
3D.
I definitely am interested to hear what your little spy kids turned up.
So we head back over to the circus.
But now I want to talk about Spy Kids 3D, how it was a bad movie that I absolutely adored as a child. Anyway, you guys make it to the circus. The circus. What color is your circus tent, Nostroy?
Describe
what the tent looks like. It's your circus. Let me.
I think that the when it first starts, it's actually not. I don't want to say unimpressive, but kind of. It's one of those things that looks lifeless until it comes to life. It's entirely in the like the fire and the light and the ambiance of it once the performance starts. So to look at first, it's just like whatever they could get. So it's maybe what's it called? You know, like what?
Like a patchwork.
Yeah, there's like a name for it. Is it motley? Like
oh yeah.
Is that the phrase I'm looking for?
Model?
You're trying to look for like a mismatch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Motley. Motley works.
Motley. Yeah. Motley is what I'm looking for. So it's like a motley tent of whatever they could find. So there are some like patches of color and all that stuff. But I think once there's like fire lit in certain places, you know, the way it reflects off of the different surfaces kind of like creates this sudden, like very burning and orange stage. I think the focus would be on like a lot of acrobatic and near combat skills. So like specifically Cormac's stuff is all like fighting 10 people at once while diving through hoops. But a lot of it focuses on like horseback riding, maybe like archery, like impressive archery, acrobatics, things that could be useful in battle. Like that is what it is set up to be.
It's like planting some seeds.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Knife throwing, be a lot of knife throwing.
I think you guys, so you have this tent that you described, and I think behind you have a symbol for it. It's a hand, it looks like a normal hand, but with two fingers that are red.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
And what it has is they have like these made of wood, I guess, because a carpenter would have done them. Hugo would have made them. And they're sitting behind the tent, so you can't see them from the outside, but when the show's going on, it then illuminates it from the back. So then, like, on the tarps, you can see this symbol appear through them.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, whenever the show is on, you can start to see, like, it, like, has a lot more iconography and looks a lot cooler. So, you see this motley-looking tent, and there are back areas, which is where you tend to meet your spy network, Cormac. You can tell it's your spy area because the kids have started sewing, like, patches of color up, like, the wall while they wait boredly for you to come. So, like, there's, like, you know, it's like this, like, almost like painter's tarp looking, like, tannish stuff all around. And then you get into the room where you meet the kids, and then, like, one wall is completely, like, just a patchwork of random colors.
Mm-hmm. Topher, Anya, what do you have for us?
Well, we found out that a big party is going to be happening soon.
The Cultus Falce is throwing a party?
Just because we are in the Cultus Falce district doesn't mean everything's about the Cultus Falce.
Oh, I just assumed it was to them.
I mean, they're doing the normal stuff. Do you have any questions about them? Like,
well, Sigurdur?
I don't think I have anything specific unless you found something kind of unusual about them.
No, it's normal stuff there. Like, everyone loves them. No problems. Stopped a few murders.
What?
Yeah, no one dislikes the Cultus Falce in their area.
All right.
I mean, crime is very low there. We do not steal from them ever. Ever.
That's probably wise, yeah.
Yeah, I like my hands. I like my hands?
Yep, you should keep your hands on ya.
Wait, hold up. Topher, if you get caught, the weird fire dude can give you a fire hand.
I wouldn't bank on that ahead of time. But if it does happen, definitely go to Nostroy, for sure. But don't, like, get your hand cut off.
I don't know. He seems like purpose. The kind of guy who'd be like, this is what you get for stealing. This is your moral. You need to live with your choices. I mean, yeah.
That sounds like him, yeah.
Cormac.
Meanwhile, 5 seconds ago, Nostroy stealing a wagon. Oh, sorry, Mandy, I cut you off.
Cormac, you should ask if the kids have seen the magic artifacts while watching the Cultus Falce.
Oh, yeah. You didn't give us the descriptions, right, Zach? Cormac just has them.
You have the descriptions of what they are. I have not specifically thought of what exactly they are.
No, that's fine. Cormac asks, like, have you seen any artifacts on people walking about or cultus falce folks fitting these descriptions?
No, I mean, they're always the same. Yeah, they're always like, oh, we're in black, we wear a mask, we are the cultus falce.
No distinguishing.
No, I mean, that's kind of their thing. I think your buddy with the falcon on the face kind of knows that. Doesn't she have a cloak and a mask and gets to be the knight and the justice and the vengeance and chopping off hands of orphans?
Some of those things.
I mean, I do have the cloak and the mask. I just do not like wearing them.
But when you said some of those things, both kids take one step, like one slight step away from Sigurd Third, because they're not sure which ones you mean. For the record, I've never stolen anything in my life. If you need someone to vouch for it, Topher right here will agree. I agree. I have never stolen anything in my life.
Great. Glad we had this talk.
But yeah, they like... people like them there. They stop murders. There was someone who was trying to kidnap someone's daughter, and they stopped that, and
that's are well liked. Good. Should do that sort of thing, Secretor. That seems upstanding.
Yeah, I mean, the Cultus Falce does do a lot of... they basically are trying to... It's hard to describe. They're trying to enact justice how they see it, like by the letter of the law. So yeah, they do stop a lot of bad things. It's just the methods can be a bit extreme.
Yeah, I think you should focus on like stopping like robberies and leave orphans alone. They don't do anything wrong ever. Yeah, they're fine. They're great. Nothing wrong ever. We totally didn't steal a loaf of bread on the way here. And an apple to go with it, and some cheese. Like, that is something we did not do at all.
Why did you need to steal them? I've got some right here. And he unwraps some sausage and some
make
bread.
A sleight of hand, or make a notice check.
A notice check? Did they steal the stuff that I brought? That'd be pretty funny. Is there a notice?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Notice and wits.
Yeah.
Two races and two dice.
So as you unwrap this, there's nothing in there. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, there's a party going on. Did we tell you about the party?
Sounds like a great place to get food. What can you tell me about this party?
Well, it is happening in the affluent district, which I know is a little bit outside of our reach, but we heard about because the Cultus Falce talk very loudly. They're all kind of bull in the china shop, you know? You know, they're not one for subtlety.
I agree. So, why is the party such...
everyone who's anyone is invited.
All right.
There, it seems to be in honor of someone who... they pull a note. Someone who... I gotta look up something real quick, sorry.
Take your time, I value attention to detail. Attention to detail gets you more sausage if I had some.
It's a shame that you didn't bring any, like...
It really is. He, like, winks at them.
They laugh. It is for the family Rosero?
Rosero, you say?
Yes, they are celebrating their daughter's return from death.
And which daughter might that be?
I didn't ask that far. Like, I mean...
Alright. So the Rosero daughter has returned from the dead.
Exactly.
And they're throwing a party at...
for everyone.
For everyone.
At their estate.
Alright. And is there a theme?
Skeletons, I mean, it's a masquerade, I've heard. Dying?
Oh, a masquerade! How fun!
The Cultus Falce were saying they can just go in their normal clothes. It's kind of lame. If you're saying.
That's a pretty good joke for the Cultus Falce.
I mean, yeah, but if you, like, they weren't going to, like, wear, like, a nice fancy cloak. They're just wearing the normal cloak. I mean, like, isn't the part of a masquerade to get to dress up and be fun and fancy?
Yeah, Sigurdur, you should definitely show up your Cultus Falce friends and get a nice cloak. We're all going, right?
Dang.
I mean, if you're taking me, you see, Tover, I'll be a plus one.
Tover, you know, I have a special job for you. And you too,
you
Anya.
You see him, like, do that, like, lick his hand and slick back his hair. Anything for you, darling.
I work on that one a little bit more.
Okay, you see him do it again. Left. Anything for you, darling.
Get yourselves hired as errand boys, errand girls, whatever you need to do to get into that party. Got it?
The street rats will get in there.
Perfect.
Anything else before you don't pay us with food?
Spread it around to the rest of the groups. Anybody who can get in hired as help for that party, that's what you want to be doing.
Sounds good. We will do that.
All right. Do they have like a street rats motto?
Always underfoot, street rats.
Always underfoot. And Cormac salutes them.
You look at your pack and you notice a dagger's missing.
And give me back the dagger.
Gotta go, bye.
That's the third dagger.
When you say salute, do they, like, make little mouse hands and go...
They can.
Sigurdur, can you keep a weather eye out for the artifacts? Is there, like, a holding area for such thing? A treasury? Does the cultist voucher have a treasury?
So, I guess, quick question. Would you have told me about... Because it's been how long since they got the mission?
How much have you gone back to interact with them?
Probably not much.
You do not know them.
Well, I was also wondering, like, how much, like, how long has it been since Cormac and Lena got that mission?
It's been a bit of, it's been like 2-3 months.
I guess if they had told me about that, then Sigurdur might have gone to check. But I don't know. Kind of skipped that.
We can do that forward. So he is not. You have not done that yet.
Okay. I'm not sure if they have such a place. I really don't like going back there if I can avoid it.
And what we can say to make it fit more narratively is that you've been very busy with these raids on trying to break the siege.
Okay.
It is rare that you have time to go do stuff with Cormac like this because you are very busy on like, okay, we're doing another raid. Like, you're doing raids constantly. And when you're not doing that, you're, like, trying to make sure that you're honing your fighting skills so that when you do a raid, you'll be fine.
Okay. Oh, right. I remember you mentioning something about looking for some artifacts. I've been, with all the raids we've been doing on the siege, I've been really busy. I haven't had the chance to go look for that. I don't know if they have anything like that. I can try to stop by there sometime and peek around. Hopefully they don't take exception to me looking for that.
Just be subtle about it, I guess. Don't ask them, have you seen this artifact, but...
When am I not subtle? She gives like a sly wink.
Corbic laughs.
Well, I'll see what I can find and I'll let you know.
Great. And now I think we... might need to talk to Magdalena about a little party happening.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because I guess she's back from the dead.
So while this is going on, Lena, where are you? This has to be somewhere accessible by the public.
I would assume, I'm going to say about 75% of the time, she is at the bakery.
Okay.
Because she's actually found quite, she has quite a knack for, like, doing a lot of the, like, bread stuff, you know, like, kneading and stuff. Like, she's got strong arms, so, like, she's pretty good at that.
She's got strong arms and a lot of hate.
Yeah. That's accurate.
So, as you are manning the bakery alone, Nostroy is out getting ready for the nightly performance of the circus, and Cormac and Sigurdur have been whisked away to go check on this, even though they were supposed to be helping you. Or one of them was. You are alone in the bakery, getting stuff done, and as we said before, Catalina's moving, very transient, moving around. She doesn't stay at the bakery nearly as much as the rest of you. So she's also out. You notice the bakery gets weirdly quiet. It's not necessarily unheard of in the middle of the day, but there's no one there, and then you see your brother walk in. Hello, Elena. Or hello, Magdalena.
Hello, would you like anything from the bakery? We have a couple bear claws left, if you're interested. Otherwise, I need to get back to the bread.
As much as I'd love to, and you see him, like, wipe a finger on, like, the counter and see, like, it comes up with grime and, like, dust it off.
I just cleaned that!
Maybe you should, like, spend a little bit more time on cleaning things than you do on your swordplay. I mean, maybe you won't be quite as hopeless at it then. But I am not here for pleasure, I'm here for business. Mother and father have decided that we are going to be throwing a party.
Well, that sounds fun. You guys have a good time. I would love to watch from the sidelines.
Don't worry, you're the guest of honor. We are throwing a masquerade in celebration of you returning from the dead.
Lena drops the bread. Is there anybody else in the shop other than...
No.
Okay.
It is suspiciously empty.
Okay. Lena grabs Gelly by the shirt and pulls him into the back room.
Okay. I think you're stronger than him and can do it. You know, like, he's not weak, but, like,
yeah.
You are catching him off guard and he's trying to be, like,
yeah,
beyond it all.
Okay. What part about the last time we talked? Keep it on the down low. Did you not understand?
I mean, if you were asking me, I would not want to do this either. But
I mean, do you even know what kind of trouble that's going to cause for me? Like, let's just talk about the me.
I mean, that's all we ever talk about.
Like, just for me, what kind of trouble that's going... Yes, it is all I want to talk about right now. Do you understand what kind of trouble that's going to cause for me?
You didn't need to say right now. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, you're going to have to not live in a bakery anymore. You're going to have to see mom and dad more than once every 6 months.
No.
I'm sorry, it's so inconvenient being alive again for you.
It is, actually. But no, they doesn't... and she, like, leans in close, lowers her voice. Aren't I wanted?
Oh, don't worry. I've been having to pull strings for you to not be that way.
Oh, okay, but they...
I'm captain of the guard. I can do things, and you really think...
I thought Señor Santiago was the captain.
I'm second in command. Do you think he does the day-to-day? Do you think he signs off on pardons?
Okay, this is fair. But, okay, so somehow I'm just getting a sweeping pardon because mom and dad want to say, yay, I'm back?
I mean, I am having to call in some favors, but yes. I mean, technically you've done nothing wrong except be bad at your job and let the Duke die.
I am not bad at my job. I was not specifically on duty.
I mean, whatever excuse you need.
Did you tell them?
Time out, like, out of character. You said you mentioned to them.
I did, but that was never on recording. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we never recorded it, but I did just listen to that episode, and Lena did say she would talk to her parents last, like, when she and Miguel talked.
So my initial thought was she wasn't going to talk to them. She was going to just drop, like, a very cryptic, like, hey, I'm safe. Please don't worry about me. I will contact you when it's safe.
Okay, cool. Yes, I did, because after the cryptic letter you sent, mom was in fits.
Dios mio.
And you know, I know you don't care about anyone else, but the rest of us
That's
have a life to live.
That's not the case. That's not true. I just didn't want everybody to freak out because I was wanted, and therefore, you know, could end up arrested if people knew that I was alive.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry, you're not wanted. I got you a pardon, so you're fine.
Well, I guess that does help, but...
Find something nice to wear.
Do I have to...
I mean, you don't. You can look how we all see you, you know.
Okay, no, I don't want to show... Why are they insisting on doing this? Why do they want to have a party? Can't we just, like, have a nice family dinner?
You convince mom and dad to have a nice family dinner. We can call this off. I can cancel the pardon. You can be back to being known for being bad at protecting aristocracy. We're all happy.
So I have to go back to being public again?
If it was up to me...
I don't want to. I've actually kind of enjoyed not having to be in front of people for a minute.
I mean, good for you. If it was up to me, you'd still be dead, so...
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Do you have an invitation for me? Is there some is there something I should know?
He pulls out an invitation, and it was... It looks like it was, like, kept very nicely, but then you, like, rumpled him and, you know, threw him into the back. Or not threw him, but, you know, dragged him to the back. And you see, like, it's a little bit rumpled now. He's like, here's your invitation. It looked nicer before you manhandled me like a barbarian.
She snatches it from him. It's fine. I don't care. And she glances over it. Like, what's the, is it, like, tomorrow night, 2 weeks from now?
It's probably, like, a week, week and a half. Enough time for you guys to get, like, prepared, but not so much time that it's in the distant future.
Okay. She does, like, her cursory glance over it, and then folds it up. Is there anything that I am going to be indebted to you for because of this?
No, Mom and Dad are, but, you know. But if you don't show up, remember, I gave you a pardon that I still technically haven't signed, and I know where you live. So, just take that into consideration before you consider skipping out like you did on so many of the other parties that I went to. Because Mom and Dad wanted me there.
Well, yeah, you're definitely the one that they wanted to parade around. I don't understand why you're having such an issue with that.
Anyway, I have work to do. Have fun with the bakery.
As he starts to leave, reaches out and grabs his arm. Are they going to expect me to join the guard again?
God, I hope not. But
look, you're the one who's supposedly pulling strings. I would assume that you would know this.
They have not asked me to have you get your job back. I don't know what they want you to do with everything in your life. I think they're just happy you're back.
Well, I wasn't specifically talking about Mom and Dad. I was kind of talking about... The higher-ups.
I don't think the higher-ups are going to want you back.
Are the higher-ups going to want me to make some kind of statement because of this situation? I'm just trying to understand what the repercussions of this are going to be.
I don't think so. I don't think Señor Santiago cares about you. And then after that, it's me and I don't care. I don't care what you do. You can live your life in obscurity in a bakery, in the falling down part of town, pretending you're some rebel saving the city by making pastries. It doesn't bother me if that's what you want to do with your life. I have better things to do than convince you to do something.
Well, if you would, if you hear anything such as they need me to do something, I would like to hear it from you first.
All right, I can give you that.
Thank you. Do you want the bear claw on the way out?
No, thank you. And as he leaves, like, as he's, like, halfway at the door, he goes, oh, also, you can bring Mark if you want, and then walks out the door.
Hey, Wanderers, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Corsairs of Castiel. This game is being run in the 7th Sea 2nd Edition system. If you want to hear more content from the Wandering Gamer Network, you can check us out at the Wandering Gamer Network website. We stream on Twitch with the username wandering_gamers, and you can follow us on Twitter at @WGNPodcast. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. All information about the music used can be found in the episode description. Until next time, wherever you wander, may you find your way home.